Spring Lake Park Reserve will be the new home for a herd of bison starting October 2020. On Thursday morning, dignitaries from state, county, local, and tribal governances joined together in celebration for a groundbreaking event and the installation of the first fence post. Congressman Tony Jurgens and Commissioner of the Minnesota Department of Agriculture, Tom Peterson, speak to the process and anticipated benefits, while Prairie Island Tribal Council President Shelley Buck shares her experience with managing a bison herd.
As a legislator, we voted on the LCCMR funding. It was in the environment bill this year, and this was a piece of that, $566 million. To help. And as Commissioner Slavik said, without that funding, this project wouldn't go forward. I'm just excited about growing up in South Dakota. I've been near bison all my life, and I just think that they're beautiful, majestic animals. And to have a herd right here in the corner of my district is something that I'm really happy about. And I can't wait till they're here, and the residents of Hastings and the Hastings area can come out and see them.
Bison brings a lot to the prairie. It helps manage the prairie. It helps rejuvenate it. And I think that the area in Dakota County is going to benefit from it greatly.
First and foremost, you need to respect the animals. They're majestic creatures and they deserve respect. They're faster than you think. They can jump higher than you think. And, they deserve their space. People always want to come up to them. And they, of course, they look cuddly and cute and you want to hug them and whatnot. But, you know, stay away from them. They have their space. Just like humans, we want our space. They want it too. It's a lot of work. It takes a lot of money and a lot of time. But if you take care of them, they're going to take care of you.